Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. It's November 5th. It's a Monday morning. There is an unbelievably blue sky out there. It's gorgeous and sunny. I wish I could have done this on the weekend. Instead, we had very gray and rather depressing weather all weekend. And I have to admit, since Friday, I've been feeling rather under the weather. And I just can't seem to shake whatever it is I've got. I've had it for about a week and a half now, if not 2 weeks. It's draining me. Well, it encompasses a bunch of things, including sinuses. And anyway, not fun. Not fun at all. And I get this at least twice a year. Once in the fall, or should I say once in the spring, and then once again in the fall. Whenever the seasons change, whenever there's a drastic change in the weather, it seems that my immune system kind of wakes up, or maybe actually goes to sleep. Anyhow, enough. I don't want to bore you with that. Now, I was gung-ho about doing this audio-mo, and I did one on November 1st, entitled Audio Mornings, where I talked about my mornings with my daughter. And subsequently, unfortunately, throughout the rest of early November here, I just ran out of steam. I couldn't audio boo, or didn't have a chance, didn't have the opportunity. So I find myself now, November 5th, thinking, do I go back and try to do audio moo? Yeah, maybe I should just go out in the field and record some cows and call it Audio Moo. No, should I try to do Audio Mo 2 through 5 or not bother? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I entered into a bit of a collaboration with a bunch of other fellows here on Audio Boo. In terms of music collaboration, and it's occupied a lot of my time, at least thinking time, a lot of my creativity in thinking about things and what I want to do, and has left very little for Audio Boo for the moment. I loved Octaver, and I loved thinking about all that music and listening to all that music, and believe it or not, I still have some catching up to do in Octaver. I think I got up to October 28th or 29th. In fact, just around the time that I kind of ran out of steam and I had not caught up on my Octavers doing them, never mind listening to them. And then just I didn't listen to them either. I just ran out of time, or things got busy, or whatever the case may be. So I'm hoping in the next 2 or 3 days to catch up on everything, and sort of dot the I's and cross the T's and get all my ducks in a row, and any other cliche you want to use, to try to sort of catch up on the Audio Boo side of things. And to be frank with you, Audio Mo, I really didn't know what to do. I didn't even have an inkling of an idea. I did. What I wanted to do is compile a list of about 30 things or so, all starting with the letter M-O, or having to do with the letter M-O. And then Audio Boo about each one of those topics throughout November. But as I started thinking about it, I said, there's so many things I put aside because of Octaver and throughout the whole month of October that I just can't do it. There's just no way. Even though there's a lot less preparation to do Audio Mo, in terms of all the mixing and all that stuff that I was doing in Octaver, there's still a certain amount of psychological or creative investment to be done, and I honestly don't feel up to it. It's as blatant as that. So I'm not going to bother. I really had good intentions back probably on October 31st, Halloween night, and then the following morning, I was sort of, okay, I got in the car to go to work and said, all right, I can do this. And then even that afternoon. In fact, I don't even know if I posted my... Yeah, I know I did. I did post my first audio mo because I had some comments on it. But subsequently after that, I just couldn't bring myself to think of anything else. So, I just wanted to go out and say that I'm probably not going to be partaking in audio mo. I might, in fact, be doing a lot less audio booze for the next little while. Not because I don't want to, it's just because I got to concentrate on other things that unfortunately have been left by the wayside with Octaver. Each one of my Octaver episodes took about anywhere between an hour to 2.5 hours to research and prepare. And I can tell you that that was precious time that I was devoting to Octaver that I didn't devote to other small projects around the house. And I really need to get back to those things. So I will, from time to time, come on to Audio Boo and talk about a few things. I'm carefully watching what's going on in New York and New Jersey, and my thoughts and my heart go out to those people. I saw them this morning in the news how, because of the colder weather, people are actually huddling around makeshift fires in the streets to try to keep warm, and it just breaks my heart that a country is as powerful as the United States doesn't have a system by where its citizens can be protected. And yes, they're trying hard, they're trying to get all the infrastructure up and whatnot. But I'm just afraid that, you know, they're gonna go back and just rebuild exactly where they were until the next storm comes. And they will come more and more because I'm one of those people that does believe in climate change. Whether we're causing it or it's cyclical, because we don't know, the records don't go far back enough for us to know if the cycles are in the thousands of years, in the millennia. We don't know, but this could be a cyclical thing too, and it has nothing to do with what we're doing to the planet. Fine, but either way, why would you put yourself in harm's way? I just don't see it anymore. You know, maybe they really should think about this and move inland a bit. And you know, one of the problems is because of what they've done, the development they've done down by the shores, they've removed all the natural barriers that once were there. So, you know, mankind has changed the way storms are reacting. And where once there would have been natural barriers there, they're gone. So the onslaught is now on our cities and on our homes. So I don't know, that's the way I look at it. Perhaps if I live there, I would look at it differently. And well, this is my home, and I'm gonna rebuild, and I'm just gonna stay here. And if another Sandy comes, well, so be it. I'll rebuild again. Well, I don't know. Anyhow. Easy for me to say. My house wasn't touched at all, and I guess I can look at it from that point of view and be almighty, but I don't know. I can't see, you know, why people, after seeing and being through what they've been through, want to put themselves through it again. Yes, I understand in some cases they can't do otherwise because it was their business and their livelihood, but in many cases it isn't, and they could do better. And even the city should maybe rethink. And I know they're planning on building barriers and stuff, so hopefully, you know, maybe they have learned their lessons. It's a tough lesson to learn, though. Wow. You know, they've never had anything this big in the history of the city, so. But hey, you know, once bitten, twice shy, as they say. Oh, I'm full of cliches, aren't I, today? Okay, that's it for me. I'm also looking for, you know, I'm looking out at the U.S. elections with great interest. I want to see what happens there and what, if any, worldwide effects it will have. All right, thanks again for listening, and catch you later. Bye.